Hello, I'm Mark. This is going to be the Shaman Energy card reading for the week starting Monday, January the 11th, 2021. So let's just get to selecting the three cards that are going to show us the energy for the week. The energy that is shown here may not resonate with everybody. We all have different concerns and different issues. So some of the energy that's described by the wild woman. Interesting. A lot of free energy in the wild woman. Desire to get out there and do things and not be restricted by convention. We have another card here, the mystical shaman. I'm going to take this one because this wanted to come out too. The rainbow. So just to recap, wild woman. Mystical shaman. And the rainbow. So let's get to the interpretation of these cards and the energy. So let's look at the energy for the cards for this week. The first card is Wild Woman. Energy, freedom of expression and passion. These are all things the Wild Woman speaks to. The energy of this card speaks to our inner purity. No matter what life brings us, throws at us, we have an inner core of sparkling free energy. If you are keeping this hidden or bottled up for some reason, maybe you are frightened of what is in you. Now is the time to let the bright light shine, regardless of what your egoic mind says. You do not live in the container it creates by worrying about consequences that do not materialize. Listen to your inner self, be true, open and expressive. Let the Great Spirit decide what happens. You'll be happy that you did. Mystical Shaman. This card speaks to the myths we dream and the stories we wish to write. Now is the time to be author of your life's story. Do not allow others to write a story for you and expect you to follow it. Create your own and be true to it. Live it, be in the now, the moment, and enjoy the story you create for yourself. Life is like a coin that has two sides, a spiritual one where you learn and grow. You grow by the pleasures and happiness of life, the colors of flowers, love, and of animals and pets and people who bring good things into your life. You grow by the challenges, stress, and unhappiness which you navigate through. You grow by the physical essence of life, the taste of new food and wine, how the fitness and health allow you to venture out, how to touch and feel and smell. On the other side of the coin, if the story that you're following is not yours, let your story, the one that you write for yourself, break through. Do not fixate on the ending. A good story is worth the read, the turning of every page to see what is next. Live in your story, in the moment, be in the now. The rainbow. In the Himalayas, the rainbow is seen as the full realization of our essence. The rainbow is a part of us. The colors of the rainbow are the colors of the seven chakras that are in each of us. We have to look up and in the right direction after a storm to see a rainbow created by the sun. The rainbow symbolizes the end of the storm we have just passed through. It affirms all is well and that you are in the right relationship with spirit. There may still be a few storm clouds in the sky, but they will pass. Remember the saying, the night always appears darkest before the dawn. Continue your work. Do not give up. Do not surrender hope or positive belief in your future and what you are doing. Also, this is not the time to claim victory. It has not arrived yet. The laurel crown of victory is not quite complete, even if you can sense it coming.